We heard right at the end of today's gospel, Jesus saying, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst." And that is true. It's also true, and we all know this through experience, that where two or three are gathered, sooner or later there's going to be some conflicts to deal with and things to work through. And Jesus has a method here, almost a recipe, if you will, for dealing with conflict and strife. And what does the Lord desire? He always desires for us to move in the direction of reconciliation and of peace. And even in the best of families, sooner or later, there's going to be some things to work through, some conflicts and some anger type things. No workplace is a conflict-free zone. No school, people don't get along at all times. There's no team where it's total human unity at all times. And really, there's no church that's heaven on earth in this particular area of our discipleship. Where does that come from? That conflict, that discord. You know, you go all the way back to the beginning with, and humanity has been impacted by original sin. And most of the time, we are good. But we all have those times where we veer off course, and we say things, we do things, and it reflects kind of our fallen human nature. We all need a savior. We all need to grow. We all need a redeemer. Each one of us, and that's why Jesus presents to us this particular gospel. Because even in the early church, you see in St. Paul's letters that he's seeking to be an instrument of God's peace, a reconciler, exhorting people in the direction of mercy. And not only did they need that back then, but we need that as well. And what is the consequence of not taking that step toward reconciliation when a hurt happens or anger? You know, what oftentimes happens is, you know, folks kind of keep things on the inside and relationships drift. They can wither, they can even die. I think we could all do this first part better. And if I could paraphrase Jesus here, he says, if your brother or sister sins against you, go to that person one-on-one, seek to work it out, to reconcile. And that's hard to do. It sounds pretty easy, but we all know how difficult it is. But if we don't do that, you know, we keep stuff on the inside, relationships tend to wither and drift and even die. But many could be mended if we could do this part better. You know, Jesus continues with the next step in this. You know, St. Paul's got a great line in his letter to the Ephesians. He says, speak the truth in love. Speak the truth in love. He doesn't say rub people's faces in the truth, don't whack them over the head with the truth, but speak the truth in love with a spirit of reconciliation and a desire to be an instrument of God's peace. We need courage, we need humility, and we need wisdom to do that. If I could give you a little story from my background, when I was in my late teens, I had a season of life there where I kind of veered off course a bit. And I remember one day, and that's kind of an understatement, I remember one day my mom was really getting on my case about something, and I'm sure I deserved it. But I remember saying to her, "Mom, it's just the way I am." And how do you think that went over? Not good. I was basically saying, "I'm not going to change." And it did not go over good, and she continued to give me some feedback. And so to speak the truth in love is really actually it's a deep form of love where you really care about the other person enough to see when they're going in a destructive direction, to be able to say the tough words sometimes. And sometimes we choose the way the other direction and just hoping it's going to kind of disappear. But there are times where I think the Lord kind of asks us to step up. Sometimes we need to hear that. Sometimes we need to deliver that all out of a Christian sense of really doing the right thing. And when St. Paul, during his time, speaking to those early communities, sometimes he could be pretty tough. It's Jesus, look at Jesus in the Gospels with his own disciples. Where when they would veer off course, Jesus was sometimes very, very tough on them. But it was all about their growth. It might be saying something like this: I'm really concerned that you're working yourself to death. It really hurts when you belittle me or make those demeaning comments. I'm really concerned about how the way you're ruining your health by your drinking or smoking too much. I really value our relationship, but I don't know how much longer I can take being 10th place on your priority list. And sometimes those, when that stuff comes our way, it kind of stings, and we probably all have some experience in that. But sometimes the Lord's going to work through us to deliver that, always for the well-being of the other, for reconciliation, and for growth. And we need courage, we need wisdom, we need humility in order to be instruments of that type of peace. But you know, if we're going to have strong relationships, healthy workplaces, healthy church, families, sometimes this is what the Lord's going to ask us to do, but always for the good of the other. Sometimes relationships are not reconcilable. Sometimes two people do need to go their separate ways, even after really working at it. And that's always sad, but it does happen, and relationships can die. When it comes to forgiveness, we're always on for forgiveness. Next weekend's gospel, someone asked Jesus, how often must I forgive my neighbor, the other? And it's an infinite number of times. So forgiveness, we're always on for that. And the Lord wants to give us the grace so that we can really be instruments of his reconciliation. Because I would imagine with some of our families, there's a great need for that. Maybe it's at your workplace, maybe at your school, maybe even here at the church. Let's ask the Lord to give us that grace to be truly instruments of his mercy, give us a spirit of reconciliation, a spirit of peace. So a lot of people, they really struggle with this area, and a lot of families. So let's ask for that grace today, that we can be given that wisdom, that courage, that humility, to be instruments of his reconciling spirit. And just to wind down here, I wanted to say, I've had a lot of people come up to me this morning and asking for extra prayers for family members, friends who are down in the path of the hurricane in Florida. So we want to remember in a special way during this Mass. Also those who have been impacted by a devastating earthquake in Mexico. But let's lift all them up in a special way today. They be kept safe, and that God bless them and give them strength and hope.